Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Wisdom Wednesday podcast with your host, Dr. Mary Seegers. You know, today is Wednesday, February the 21st, 2024, and we've been talking this entire month about entrepreneurship. You know, everyone wants to be their own boss, but can you go through what it takes to be a true entrepreneur, not just enjoying your hobby or whatever? I have an extraordinary, wonderful guest today that I will introduce to you shortly. But before that, you know the drill. Grab your coffee or your water. I'm drinking water to this week, and join in on the conversation. Have you ever thought you wanted to quit your job and be your own boss, that you can do your own thing? You know, it's just more than just saying that. So my guest today is going to share what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. Chavez Miles is the broker owner of C Miles Realty. It's a boutique brokerage of licensed professional agents focusing on the purchase and sales throughout Southeast Michigan. Chavez is a serial entrepreneur that has explored numerous business endeavors from carpentry to photography to real estate. He received his real estate license in 2008, right in the heart of the turndown. Remember that? Working under a local broker in Detroit before starting his own company in 2016. Chavez has built a successful brokerage that sells millions of dollars in real estate annually while assisting to make homeowners daily. His passion for entrepreneurship continues to thrive with the opening of a new business, and we'll hear about that, the Lounge Pontiac, a new premier event venue that specializes in hosting private parties, private dinners, intimate gatherings, community classes, and corporate events. So I want to officially welcome. How are you this morning, Mr. Miles? Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm awesome. I am so glad you said yes. He's been on my show a couple years back. And what I've noticed about this young man, he does everything first class and in excellence. So that's a remarkable, because you could be an entrepreneur, you flip-flop and you're back and forth, but this gentleman is always on course, on point, and in excellent and first class. Every time I see his post, I say, oh, that's the first class man. That's the guy. Because that's representing his brand. So just share with us what I read your bio. So you were working as a realtor, and then you knew that you can impact lives by being your own broker. What prompted you to do that?
So, real estate has always been a passion of mine. It's something that I've always been interested in, even as a kid. Why, I don't know. It's just one of those things that I always wanted to do and wanted to get into. So, when I was young, when I was about 21, because it had been something I always talked about, one of my grandmother's friends gave me the opportunity to get into real estate. Her husband had passed away and he had multiple rental properties, and she didn't want to be in the business. So she allowed me to take over one of her multiple unit properties because I couldn't get the mortgage at the time. So she allowed me to take it over, manage it, collect the rent money, and pay her and keep the rest until I was able to refinance it in my own name. So that's basically what started the journey. I started out with rental property. I had a multifamily, then I got another property, then I got another property. And then eventually, life happens and I lost those properties. And came out on the other side in 2008, and I decided I wanted to still be in real estate, but I decided to go into it on the sales side. So I got my license. I was laid off from a plant, got my license in the heart of the recession in 2008, and I just hit the ground running, got out here hustling, and I just worked and worked and worked. I worked about 7 years under a broker in Detroit that I really learned a lot from. And then after a while, I just figured that I had outgrown my broker and I knew enough that I wanted to start my own company. It wasn't so I could make more money. It was just that I felt like I could just want to do it on my own. And so what I did was I started my own company in 2016, strictly with the purpose of just working for myself. And then a year into it, I noticed that there were a lot of agents that I was coming across that really didn't know the business. And so I decided after a year that I was going to hire my own agents so that I can teach them the business. There were a lot of agents that didn't know the business that were still making money. So I figured if I can teach them the business, if I can show them and give them the knowledge that I had, then they would be able to make money and do the business properly.
Wow. So that was that leadership that was in you. You said, you know, if I can do it, I can help others to do it. And that's powerful. So how many agents do you have in your brokerage now, if you don't mind sharing?
Yep, right now we have 10 agents, 11 including myself.
Okay.
We
Yes.
service all of southeastern Michigan from we sold properties as far south as Monroe and as far north as Pontiac, Auburn Hills, Rochester. So we service everything in between.
Yes. Because you know people need a home, you know, or people need somewhere to lease until they can afford a home. And so you're doing a service, you know, you're providing a need for people, you know, which is awesome. Yes. So you said when you first started that, was it in your family that other people was in the real estate prior to you know, jumping out there and doing what you did at 21 when you were laid off at the plant?
So
Anybody?
my grandmother, my grandparents did own a rental property, and like I said, some of their friends own rental property, so I did have some influence there. But you know, it was just one of those things that I just saw that I wanted to do. When I was a kid, I just wanted to be in business. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just wanted to be a businessman. I just wanted to wear a suit. So that's the role that I figured would take me there.
Yes. And I love that how you pursued your dreams. I mean, I know that you said you went into photography and you were doing carpentry, but you found your heart, I think, when you went into real estate. Would you agree?
I would definitely agree. Yes,
I
definitely.
know.
When I got out of the business, when I lost the properties, it was just something that was always there that I wanted to get back into. So it's just a matter of finding a way to get back into it.
Because if there's a will, there's a way to get back to your heartbeat, you know, what you need to do. Yes. So what are some of the challenges? You know, it sounds like you're successful, you're doing great things, millions of dollars annually, both commercial and residential, right? So you're not just limited.
Correct.
And so what are some of the challenges? People say, you know, I always wanted to get in real estate. Well, what do I need? What can you encourage them to say, you know, don't think it's easy because it's not, right?
Yeah, so when you talk about challenges, initially just trying to start a business is a challenge itself because there's really no one to show you. There's no blueprint. So I pretty much had to figure it out on my own, what to do, how to do it, how to start business accounts, things like that, how to get things all set up, how to get the proper documentation. So that was somewhat of a challenge. And then specific to real estate, you know, it looks good, and I try to make it look good, and they show it on TV looking nice and flashy, but that's not the whole business.
That's
This is a grind it out. You know, you got to get out there and work for a business. This is a business where what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it, and it's not something that you can sit back and just collect checks and drive flashy cars and eat nice meals. You really got to get out there and hustle and grind in order to be successful in the business.
right. I remember a brokerage said to me, you're not a secret agent. You are a real estate agent. In other words, don't make it a secret. So tell your family, friends, your enemies, and your foes, because people need the services that you provide, you know? So
That is
what
true.
about prospecting? I know everybody says, I don't like cold calling. I was referrals with some of your great things. How did that all happen for you?
So again, like you said, my motto that I've always told my agents is you got to let everybody you know who you are and what you do. And
Yes.
so I'm a people person. If you want to get into this business and feel like you're not a people person, that's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna work for you. I just always talk to people, try to have a pleasant demeanor, and then always looking for an opportunity to bring up the fact that I sell real estate. This is what I do. You know, of course, my family and friends had to know. Any people that I come in contact with. And of course, now with social media, you can reach hundreds and hundreds of people, you know, without actually meeting them. But I've done all types of prospecting. In the beginning, I've done cold calling, I've sent postcards, I've done flyers, all types of prospecting in the beginning. You know, some of those things I still do. I don't have to do as many of them now as I did before, but I've done everything. So if you're a person that's just getting started, it shouldn't be anything that's beneath you when it comes to trying to get your name out and trying to get build up your business.
Yes, I always think it's a number game. If you want to get, 10 new prospects or 10 new clients, you got to at least reach 100 or 200 people to get those 10 out, the 10 good people that will, So, yeah, you have to constantly be reminding who you are and letting people know what you can do for them, Yeah, so that's powerful. Yes, but I know the challenges come even when we had the setback with the interest rates now going up. And how is that? How do you share conversation with your agents? How to continue to be consistent in what they do?
So that was the main thing. Yes, of course, everyone know the interest rates went up terribly. The government was trying to slow down inflation, and we have to see if that worked. But when you have interest rates higher, what that means in real estate is that what you could have purchased at 200,000 is now less, or whatever your price point is, you're not going to get as much for your money. So yeah, it did slow down the business a little bit. Yeah, we did feel the impact of that, but we still had to hit the pavement. We still had to be consistent. We still had to get out there and make our name known, because no matter what the interest rate is, there's always buyers out there. There's always people who are just getting into the market. So interest rates don't even make them a difference. There's always someone who has to sell. They have to leave out of state. They have to, a family member's home that may have passed away. So there's always business there. You just have to work a little harder to find it.
Yes. And when you said the grind, I thought about sometimes it may be from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night to service your clients or to do what you need to do to get that deal. Can you share a day in a life with the real in the realtor's world?
Yeah, well, nowadays things are not as complicated, but I'll tell you, there was a time when I worked in a plant and I was still selling real estate, and I had to be at the plant at 4 o'clock in the morning. So sometimes I would have to get up at 3 o'clock just so I could make sure I took care of paperwork for my real estate clients as well. And then when I got off of that 10-hour, 11-hour plant job, I would get in my car, I would call it my Clark Kent, and I would change my clothes, put on my business clothes, and I would go show houses.
Yes.
So, when I speak to people and they tell me that they have other jobs or other things going on, I understand your pain, but at the same time, I can't relate because I didn't let anything stop me when it came to what I really wanted to do. So I just found a way to do it. Nowadays, I still stay busy. I get up, I have a regimen of checking emails, getting on social media, reaching out to clients, checking out property lists that clients are searching for, and then getting out in the field, showing properties, looking at properties. So I still stay busy. It's just a matter of how I direct my time.
And I like that, how you direct your time, because we all have 24 hours in a day. How you're going to use that so that you can win at the end, it just depends on your priorities. And that's so true. That's so true, Mr. Miles. When I was thinking about real estate, I thought about how the leasing property, they said the millennials, they're not buying homes as readily as the home as the our predator, the baby boomers or whatever, but that generation, they want to lease maybe for 3 years, get a new job, a new state. How do you find the leasing prospect or the leasing segment of your business? How is that going?
So we do a little bit of leases here and there. We don't really focus on leasing, but we do work with people who are looking for leases. The problem is right now, because inflation is so high and the economy is so high, leasing sometimes is higher than it is to purchase a house. And sometimes these landlords want the same thing that you would need to purchase a house. So what we try to encourage our clients to do is, once they see what some of these requirements are, sometimes you'll get a person who wants a 650 credit score, 2 years payment history, 5,500 to move in. With those same criteria, I can put you in a house. And
Wow.
so we try to encourage them to purchase. If they don't, we try to find something that meets their leasing criteria. But a lot of times people are turned off because of those extreme requirements that the landlords have now.
That's so true. I know I've had a client who was looking for something with 2,000 and they couldn't even find a decent place, So you're right. Best to, if you're going to spend that kind of money, make it going towards your own ownership, your own home ownership.
Yeah, a lot of people feel like when it comes, like you said, they may want to lease for a few years, but in the 2 or 3 years that you're in this home, you can build up equity. And if something comes up, take that equity. I had a client, she bought a home in Southfield, and exactly 2 years later, she made $60,000 in equity and she moved and went down to Houston.
See?
So, it's just all about that mindset and trying to think outside of the box and outside of just right now and thinking down the line.
Exactly. It seems like you work with your clients to give them to educate them and let them know what's all involved, because a lot of times they just, I want a house, I want to live in this community, I want my kids to go to this school. But it's so much more than that. I like how you would educate your clients to let them know what's ahead of them, what's required, what's needed. Do you find that to be helpful to your clients and to your service you provide?
Definitely, definitely. Our brokerage focuses on customer service, and really more than just helping you find a house. We're trying to educate you on the process. We're trying to help you to make sure credit is in line, make sure finances are in line, and just help you through the whole process and make it as simple as possible. And it's more than just finding a house. It's trying to find what you want, but that's also affordable within your budget. And one of the things that I tell my clients, I want to make sure that this is the house that you want. I don't want you mad at me for the next 30 years while you're paying that mortgage. So education is definitely important. That's something that our agents are we pride ourselves in trying to definitely explain the process, help them through the process, and make it as simple as possible.
That's powerful. That's powerful. I would like you to share a little bit about this launch, Pontiac. I mean, you saw a need, and again, doing everything in excellent and first class. Share a little bit about that experience and what you look to hope to see that will be.
So my new business venture is called the Lounge Pontiac. It's an event venue slash community meeting space in Pontiac. And as a real estate person, I'm always looking for different opportunities. And so I was looking for office space. I was looking for space so that I no longer rented my office space as most companies do. And so when I saw this particular building, I seen that it could be an office space, but I also had a vision for it to be something more. I seen a building. I had a vision of it being an event venue, and so I showed it to my wife, and she really wasn't on board with me at the time. She didn't see the vision, but we went ahead and purchased the venue, the building, and we transformed it into a really nice venue now. So now it's going to be office space. It's going to be an event venue, and it's also going to be used as a community meeting space. My vision is to have baby showers, intimate gatherings, and parties there, as well as CPR classes, real estate training, home buyer education classes there. So it was a need in the community, and I'm going to let this building to fill that need.
That is so powerful. That is so well needed. And so you're meeting that need, and people are gonna gravitate to that. Cause a lot of people want, their birthday celebrations or something, or like you said, the baby showers, or the reveal party, whatever, So they can have that in a safe environment, a wonderful environment. I know it's nothing but first class. That's what you do always. And so that will be a time that people can, enjoy their life, and they don't have to have it in their home, and they can have that center that they can come to do the things that they want to do with their family and friends. That's powerful. They're talking about foresight. That was right on, Mr. Miles, on that one.
That's the name of the game. And not only parties, like I said, I'm a part of the Pontiac Regional Chamber of Commerce, and I've met a lot of people who do CPR classes, who do different types of training. So I want to make the venue available for some of that as well, so that it can serve multiple purposes and continue to just, help people all in all different arenas.
Yes. I teach leadership classes. So, I mean, would that be an opportunity that I could rent that space to have classes in there? So, I'll be reaching out to you on that. Yeah. Because people, we're always willing to learn and to grow and to stretch. And education and knowledge is just something that we always can use. You can't go wrong with that, extending that education branch to let people know you can grow, you can learn, you can know learn new things. So, that's powerful. I know that's going to be very well utilized. First
I
class.
hope so.
It will be. Like you said, with social media, let them know that it's available. And is it available now? You're still working on some things? I mean, can people reach out to you now with that?
Yes, they can reach out to me now. We had our grand opening on January 28th. It is available. We've had a couple events there so far. Excuse me, it's available on Facebook under the Lounge Pontiac, as well as on Instagram under the Lounge Pontiac. So, yeah. People can come in, they can view it, they can see it, they can rent it out.
Powerful. And we just believe that it's going to explode. We were talking before we came on the, more in 2024, and that's what's going to happen. Yes. So where do you see the real estate market going? I mean, what will you say, your finger on the pulse? People saying, should I buy now? Should I sell now? What should I do? I mean, what would you encourage people to do if they're in that decision mode right now?
So that's the number one question is, should I buy now? Yes. You should always buy real estate. You should always get in the market whenever you can. Whatever that price point is, whatever those interest rates are, you should always try to get a piece of something. And the reason why is because every year, unless we have a recession, year after year, values continue to increase. So if you get a property today at 200,000, regardless of the interest rates being high, that same property next summer could be 250,000. And it's going to just continue to go up from there. So always want to get in and have a piece of something. You know, real estate and home ownership is the foundation of so many different things. The foundation of entrepreneurship. It's the foundation of families. It's the foundation of generational wealth, the things that everyone's talking about now. So it's always a good time to purchase a home and just to own a piece of real estate.
Yes. So if a client comes to you and they're looking for the home, can you provide them with a way to get mortgage, a way to get their insurance? I mean, do you have the full package for a client? I know they need the home, but they need those other things as well.
Yes, ma'am. We have what's a full service brokerage. So I don't provide those services, but I have many, many connections and partnerships with everyone you mentioned, with lenders. We have a variety of lenders that offer first time home buyer education programs, that offer programs for people who are getting their second property. I have a number of very good insurance people that I work with. They can get you the best rates on your insurance, and as well as inspectors. And everything that a person would need, you know, as they're going through the process of home buying.
Right. Because you want to reduce their stress and allow them, we'll meet you where you are and we'll take you from the beginning all the way to the closing or maybe beyond, and that
That's
closing
exactly what it is.
and get those keys. I'd say it's like a wow, I own my own home, that's powerful. And we need more of that too. We really do.
We do.
Yes. So, I mean, was stepping out in entrepreneurship, was that something scary to you, or is it something that you knew you had to achieve, you had to accomplish that? Because a lot of people want to do it and then they get scared and they back away and one day I'm, I mean, how can you encourage them to get off that fence if that's what they really want to do?
So, like I said, I've been a serial entrepreneur since I was young. I should say, I've dabbled in a lot of different businesses. I've tried to do, or I did carpentry. I was a photographer for years, painter. I did a lot of different things. So I would definitely encourage a person to try what they want to do and see how it works. I think there are two different type of entrepreneurs. There's a person who just has a passion to work for themselves and to do something specific. And then there's a person who sees the need and they want to fill that need. So they definitely want to get out there and try it. Once you try it, if you're really serious about it, once you get into it, you can take it to wherever you want to go. It can be a part-time thing or it can be a full-time thing. It really just depends on how much you want to put into it and which level you want to take it to.
Yes, because I know sometimes people just, I call it a hobby, I'll do it if it's convenient for me, even when you don't feel like doing it, being an entrepreneur, you still have to do, make things happen. Today I was saying, should I cancel I had some family emergency going on. I said, no, all is well. I'm gonna continue with this because it's what I love to do, and I want to let people know about this first class professional entrepreneurial, successful entrepreneur. And so people, I told them, get their pens and paper out because you're going to learn what it takes to be a true successful entrepreneur. Because they said statistics have shown, excuse me, that people will start a business and within the first 5 years, they usually quit or it would fail. And once you pass through it and been determined, it's going to take resilience, determination. Crying after you cry those tears, dry your eyes and get the sleeves rolled up and get the work done, right? Would you all agree with all of that?
I would definitely agree with all of that. It's not something that is going to be easy. This is, being an entrepreneur is not something you get into because you want to have a life of luxury. You know, like I said, you get into it because you have a passion for what you're doing, or you see that there's a need that needs to be filled, and you just have to fill that need. And so this is something that's going to definitely require some early mornings, some late nights, a lot of dedication, a lot of inconvenience. But if you're consistent, it should start to work out to where it does give you a little bit more freedom and it does give you some of that flexibility that you want, but you just have to get to that point. A lot of people just never get to that point, or they think they're supposed to get to that point right in the beginning where it doesn't come right in the beginning.
Right. You're still learning the, the curves and the ups and downs and all of that. I had a entrepreneur last week, and she said entrepreneurship is not for the weak at heart, because if you can't take the ticket and the lick it, you're in the wrong business. And I totally agree with that, right?
That is true. That is true. You definitely got to have a tough skin, and you got to be able to ride the wave, so to speak.
Yes. So I was sharing earlier with you, my grandson. I told him I want him to get into real estate. Well, I don't know if I want to get in real estate, Granny, but I said own some type of property, and so that way you can establish some type of wealth, further. Hold on to it, maybe, and then, So how would you encourage people? So, well, I don't know if I need to get in real estate. Do I need to buy real estate? What would you say to those people that are skeptical about that?
So there are various avenues of real estate. First things first is own your own home. If you don't own your own home, that's the first thing. Own a piece of real estate somewhere. You may not be able to afford a property in the city that you really want to be in, but you start somewhere and you build your way up. And then if you already own your own home and you're considering other avenues of real estate, you just have to really talk to some people and see where you want to be. If you want to get into sales, then you have to take a sales course. If you want to get into being an investor, then there's other things you need to do. Do some research on investing and see how much capital you're going to need or what areas you're going to want to buy in and what the prices are now and what the potential values are after rehab. So there are a lot of different ways and a lot of different avenues to get into real estate, but just pick one. Pick one, do your research, talk to some people, and decide which direction you want to go in and definitely get into it because it just has a lot of benefits. Like I said, home ownership. I have stories on top of stories of people who have bought houses for $70,000 in Detroit and then used the money 3 years later to move to a $300,000 house in another city. So, you just have to get in where you can and make the best of it, and eventually you'll get that reward at the end.
You say you could tell stories after stories. Even though we have the good clients, there's always one of those clients that you said, "Lord, can you remove this person out of my life forever?" Right? But how do you do with your professionalism and with your, spirit of excellence? How do you deal with that? Because you're going to encounter people like that. It's just the reality of the business, right? So can
Definitely,
you.
definitely.
And you share a story how you were able to make something that could have been a disaster turn out to be, both a win-win for your client as well as for yourself, if you don't mind.
Of course, yeah, I get a lot of stories, and every story is not pleasant, but I've had difficult clients. I've had very, very difficult deals. I've had deals where they were so bad if the buyer and the seller seen each other at the closing, then the whole deal would have fell apart. So, but my job is to keep it all together, to be calm, to be level-headed, to be reasonable, and to make the deal happen. Because no matter how hard the deal is, once that deal closes, you are a superhero. And they'll thank you. They can not stand you for the whole process. But once they get those keys, then they become your best friend. And so you always have to remember that, I'm a professional. This is a business. This is how we feed our families. So we're not here to argue. We're here to make the deal work. We're here to make you happy and try to see how we can fix this and keep things moving forward so that everyone gets to their ultimate goal.
That's powerful. And like I said earlier, that I just that's your MO. I mean, you're professional, you're first class, and that's what makes a person feel like, wow, I gave him so much hell, if you will, but he was able to be professional, kind, and was able to get meet my needs. And so they have to just, have to smile about it. Like I said, once they get those keys, it's like yes, and yes.
Yeah. I remember telling one of my agents, she had a deal that it was a lady that was giving her a hard time. And I said, don't worry about it. Just do what you know how to do. I said, she's going to be your best friend at the end. And so this lady gave her a hard time. And at the closing, she hugged her. She cried. Then she referred her sister to her. Then she would call her weeks later and tell her how much she enjoyed her house. So, those are things that we look forward to. So we just have to deal with the tough parts, so to speak, sometime. But it's worth it in the end.
It is. It is. And sometimes that person needed just love or needed the attention, whatever it was. And you provide that professionalism and might have even changed their lives for the better, too. You don't really, So that's powerful. That's powerful because you will get those kind of people in life. That's just part of the business. You know, in any business, you know, you're going to have people who are unhappy in their life and they want to bring that unhappiness in your life. Like, no, thank you, but I want to serve you as well, you know?
Exactly. Yep. It's not personal. You just have to remember it's not personal.
That's good. That's right. It's all about business. Yes. I've enjoyed this so much. And I, like I said, I know that people are really what, you know, learning more about the real estate market. If you need a home, I highly recommend you. If you need a commercial property, I highly recommend this professional, Chavez Miles and C Miles Realty to serve you in the most professional way so you can get what you need and all it'll be a win-win for everyone. Which so how can people reach out to you and how can they connect with you? I know you're on social media, but I want my podcast audience to say, wow, what was his name again? I gotta reach out to him. I need some property.
So the website is cmilesrealty.com. The number is 313-912-6694. And I'm
That
available on
number,
all.
repeat that number again a little slower. We got some senior citizens up in
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. That's 313-912-6694. cmilesrealty.com. And I'm available on all social media platforms. So Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter under C Miles Realty.
Are you on TikTok?
Yeah, well, that's the only one I'm not on yet. I'm still ain't figured that one out yet, but yeah.
I know. I just recently joined, and it's a realtor that comes on. He shows his open houses, and he's on TikTok and getting all those. So I don't know. It's just another social media venue, right?
That is true.
But listen, I've tremendously enjoyed our conversation, and I just want you to have some last imparting words, encouraging words to anyone who wants to be an entrepreneur or anyone who's interested in real estate. What would you share? What wisdom will you give a person who's still on that fence and just says, should I, shouldn't I? What would your words of encouragement and wisdom be to them?
So when it comes to being an entrepreneur, anyone can be an entrepreneur. You just have to have the will and the drive to do it. You have to be ready to put in work. You have to be ready to sacrifice, but it's definitely worth it in the end. You know, you can take that hobby and make it into a real business. Do your research, learn as much as you can, master your craft. Master your craft because when you know your craft, then that's when you can take that to the next level. It'll become more than just a hobby. And it'll become a real business. So when you learn your craft, when you master your craft, now you can take it to the next level, and the opportunities are endless.
Wow. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Say hello to your beautiful wife and your team. I know you guys doing great things, and I appreciate you. I really do. I'll be calling you
Thank you.
about that the launch party.
The
Yeah.
lounge Pontiac. Yeah.
Yes,
Give me a
sir.
call. Let me know.
I will. Be
Thanks
blessed.
for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great
All right.
day.
You too. Bye-bye.